Godzilla's, of course, known for destroying buildings and smashing cities, but now we can add the crushing of Hollywood to the list. That's right. The latest film from Japan is smashing box office records and making a mockery of our failed woke movie industry. And I'm going to show you precisely why you need to get out there and see this amazing film. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and I recently had the awesome experience of seeing the amazing new Japanese film entitled Godzilla Minus One. But first, there's another iconic movie scene I think you'll like.
I'll be back.
That's right, gang. He is back. It's time to show our support and celebrate the great return by clicking on that link below and getting your very own Trumpinator 2024 bobblehead in preparation for Donald Trump's glorious reascendance to the United States presidency. This collectible bobblehead from Proud Patriots is made with the highest quality material, and it really is a must-have for any Trump fan who wants to send some positive energy towards what's shaping up to be the most glorious political comeback in history. Now, don't wait. There are just a limited number of these collectibles, and you don't want to be caught later on eBay paying way more for it from someone who bought one now. So whatever you do, don't wait. Click on that link below right now and show your support for Trump 2024 today. Godzilla Minus One is currently taking the box office by storm, very much akin to the way The Sound of Freedom dominated theaters across the nation several months back. Like The Sound of Freedom, Godzilla has no big-name Hollywood support. It was made on a very modest budget of just $15 million. And on top of all that, it's a fully Japanese film replete with subtitles. And yet, Godzilla Minus One has become a blockbuster smash hit, breaking records at the box office and completely defying the trend of big-budget Hollywood movies struggling to find success because of their incessant and pathetic wokeness. The film offers a remarkable combination of the traditional Godzilla narrative, but with an incredibly gripping storyline that emotionally tugs the heartstrings like few films can. Set in the immediate aftermath of Japan's defeat in the Second World War, the film features the main character Koichi, a disgraced kamikaze pilot who's ravaged by survivor's guilt, especially given how he deliberately cowered away from giving his life for the empire. After returning home to rebuild his life in war-torn Japan, Koichi meets a beautiful young selfless woman named Noriko, who's caring for a baby girl given to her by the baby's dying mother, whose last request was for Noriko to take care of her. Given that his entire family's been killed in the air raids, Koichi provides shelter for Noriko and the baby in what's left of his bombed-out home, and together, Koichi and Noriko do what they can to just try to survive amidst the devastation of post-war Japan. And here's where the drama really unfolds. When Godzilla's been mutated and empowered through nuclear tests off the coast of the Marshall Islands, when Godzilla begins to attack Japan, Godzilla in many ways represents the personal monsters that the Japanese were having to wrestle with after not just losing the war, but losing their entire imperial way of life. To make matters worse, the U.S. military refuses to help with protecting Japan from Godzilla because of geopolitical tensions with the Soviet Union. And the Japanese government, they're just too impotent following their defeat to stop Godzilla. So the task to defending Japan, defending their homeland, now rests solely with the people. And this is where you begin to see a fascinating and compelling nationalist populist theme arise in the film. Everyone wants to defend their homeland, but they don't trust their government or the U.S. military to do it. They see their government, in its previous and ill-fated form of embracing imperial fascism, they see their government as guilty of having let down the people. Their government is guilty of having cheapened life, rendering Japanese citizens expendable in defense of an aristocratic fascist elite. And so the only people who are left to defend the homeland are the people themselves. And that's exactly what happens. Having rejected the defeated fascism of their old regime, the Japanese people, many of whom are surviving soldiers, they organize and band together to save Japan from the new destructive threat it faces in the form of this monster. And what I found so fascinating is how the movie actually challenges the silly narratives coming from our own political and cultural elite. I mean, hardly a day or week goes by without ultra-liberal media pundits accusing MAGA forces of being the F word.
The Democratic Party is the world's last best hope against fascism, against an extreme autocratic, anti-woman, anti-gay, anti-contraception, anti-freedom collection of fascists who dominate the Trump wing of today's Republican Party. A group of fascists who even refuse to investigate the violent riots that their president launched on January 6th to overthrow a legitimately elected president. Why? Because they are fascists.
You and I, the patriots who love faith, family, and freedom, you and I, according to these leftist lunatics that you just heard, you and I are fascists. But this smear is precisely the ridiculous fraud that Godzilla Minus One so beautifully and profoundly exposes. Throughout the film, the Japanese people rise up to defend their national sovereignty, to defend their nation, their culture, their customs, their traditions, and yet they do so completely distancing themselves from their now defeated fascist regime. They are fully nationalist populists, but they are emphatically not fascists. And thus, this film profoundly blows apart so much of the unthinking and mindless nonsense that passes as political critique for so many on the woke left. And that unapologetic championing of nationalist populism is striking quite the chord among theatergoers. Godzilla Minus One just became the highest-growing Japanese Godzilla film in the 70-year history of the franchise. Meanwhile, major Hollywood studios, including Disney, have faced significant financial setbacks in 2023, with only a few select films managing to break even or even turn a profit. Disney alone has lost over $1 billion in their last 8 or 9 films. And why should we be surprised at that? The American film industry has gone woke. And having gone woke, American films have largely lost the ability to create great art. And this is because great art communicates the timeless and transcendent values of truth, goodness, and beauty that are eternal and therefore are never exhausted in any particular artistic or cultural instantiation. However, wokeness, by contrast, isn't transcendent. It isn't eternal. It isn't even profound. Wokeness is a vile, vicious ideology held by a very fringe lunatic minority. And thus, wokeness is not a sustainable art form, precisely because wokeness itself is not sustainable. If you want a faithful antidote to the trash that's coming out of Hollywood, go see Godzilla Minus One and enjoy storytelling at its finest and most conservative. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.